Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Gordon Tallis, and it's time for this.
From
the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
Yes. Now, well, the only thing Wendell and Gordy have got in common is they are... Well, they're both Origin legends and they both like to interrupt people when they're talking. So that's why I get them confused.
They both played for Australia as
well.
They
both played for Australia too. No, there's no disrespect intended.
Mate, listen, I love working with you, the Moon Man.
Why is that funny?
Huh? Because it is.
Well, it's two different people.
Yeah, I know that, you knuckle.
Oh, and anything in common is you two talking to a mic.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good Lord.
That's his great mentor, Gordy. Be careful.
I'm Hoops' mentor. Now, we're going to do I Call BS. So if you call BS on something, you're saying something in the world. It doesn't have to be footy related. It might be traffic or might be something that's going on at home that's annoying you. Someone at home that just annoys you or something that's going on in your life. Who wants to open this up today? Do you want to go first, Gordon? Or do you want to go first, Paul? Because you seem fired up today. I normally like it when you go the traffic.
The traffic, yeah. I had someone walking across the road this morning in front of me, Anthony. Just Hoops was in the car, dawdling across, light turns green. They're still halfway across. Gave the V8 bit of a rev. Hurried him up a bit.
Did you just give it a bit of a growl? The Mustang.
Just did you nearly slide off your cushion when you revved it?
Oh, here we go. Come on. Now, hit me with your best stuff, Gordon. Just get it out of your system. Come on. Come on. You're brave. Yeah, you sit there. The big tough guy in the little prison. See,
they got booster seats these days, mate.
What you don't realise, Gordon, is you're doing it up there from Brisbane. We're watching you on a screen, and underneath it says your device is causing poor audio quality, and we're trying to figure out whether it's Skype or you.
That's you.
Thank you, Paul.
Anyway, sorry, Paul, that he interrupted.
No prizes for second best.
I tell you what else I'll call BS on is overnight, Cameron Smith, the one and only Cameron Smith, got charged for that punch on Reed Marnie. And he got hit with a contrary conduct charge. So all these people whinging last week about Sam Burgess being suspended, about for pulling hair, about Jarawarea Hargraves being suspended for tripping. Take note, Cameron Smith got charged last night with the exact same charge, but will be playing next weekend. Why? Because he doesn't have two priors.
You've been dying to get that, haven't you, Kenny?
Well, that is the point.
Yes, it's a good point. I agree with you, Anthony. It's a good point.
Thank you, Anthony.
Brownie, would you like to call BS?
No, but just to back up what Kenny was saying there, because I was obviously a person that didn't agree with those blokes being suspended for such a minor charge. And I was talking to my good friend John Quayle during the week, and I mentioned it to him. And Quayle being an ex-official, ex-runner of our game, and he was he's all on Kenny's side. He said if they're going to keep doing the crime, Brandon, they should do the time, and you can't bend the rules for anyone. So, but yeah, I'm glad. There would have been heartbreaking to see a player of Cameron Smith's ability not play for giving a bloke a high five. That's for sure.
All right,
but he knew he would have known that, Brandon. Cameron of every player in the NRL would have known that he's probably got one spare in him.
Yeah. It was an open palm in the fringe. Yeah. Like, imagine if a bloke
he tried to knock his hand, mate. I touched his fringe.
Look, I did a story once on a bloke who used to be the sergeant at arms for the Comanchero.
Right. Ooh.
And his thing was he never punched anyone with his fist because he said your wrist break your knuckle. He said you always hit him with your open palm. He said you still break the cheekbone.
Wow. Hey,
can I ask, did Cody Walker get the same charge?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yep.
Yeah, gotcha.
And same thing, he doesn't get suspended.
Yeah, well, they're very consistent now.
Thank you. Great.
Well, last week I didn't think they were. I'd like to call BS. I'm up here in Brisbane and there's been a lot said about the Broncos. But just over the past three or so years, it just seems like there's no honesty coming out of the club. And when I say something about them, it's like I don't like them or this or I hate the Broncos. I love the Broncos. As a 15-year-old kid, I sat out a year. Sorry, as a 15-year-old kid, I fell in love with them. You know, as a 21-year-old, I sat out a year to go play for the club because my hero wore the jersey.
And yeah, it cost us a good chance to win the grand final too, you bludger.
Sorry, mate. And look what the club's turning into now and, you know, where it's at. I think the club needs some honesty. And that's, you know, and, you know, the fans mightn't want to hear it or I mightn't want to hear it, but they got to be honest with what's going on there at the moment. I think I think that it has to be blowing up. They've got to have a look at each other. You know, the coach come out and said one stat, and I don't understand this stat, is only 15% of my players were up to NRL standard. And I thought that they were going to play top four. So you're telling me that a top four side is only up to 15% or whatever. So I don't know whether he's trying to save his job or that. Just what you got to do is Craig Bellamy, I think they lost a game by 1 point, and he just put it straight back on the players. If they don't want to put in the effort, they won't be here. And as what Nathan Brown alluded to before, you know, like you throw, and then he's blooded all these young kids and they haven't worked hard to wear the jersey. Where back in the day, you had to work hard, mate. We spoke about Melbourne Storm sitting there for 2 or 3 years, biting your time, doing the hard work, you know, just to get the opportunity to put on the great jersey. And some of these kids are getting gifted it. I don't know where the club's at the moment, and I don't know, you know, how they turn it around. And if I had the answers, I'd give it to them, but I'm not there with all the information.
Yeah, well said, Gordon.
Yep.
Anthony, I'd like to call BS on this situation with the West Tigers and Ryan Madison.
Yes.
Now, look, I know Ryan was the club's best player, in my view, this season. And as a result of going to the Tigers, because he had an opportunity to start in the best 13 and get minutes on the field as opposed to with the Roosters, whereas coming off the interchange bench, he also earns a spot in the New South Wales State of Origin squad as the 18th and 19th man. Goes into that environment, gets to experience that. What a champion! What a champion quality experience that must be for young players who are just coming through in the game. But then to now turn around after the West Tigers season is finished and say, "Oh, I'm fatigued. I need a rest. I want some time off." Cut through all the red tape and all the BS. The truth is he's been bumped by other clubs. He's on good money at the Tigers. He was on about $350,000 this year. It's up above $400,000 next year and $400,000 the year after. But he signed a three-year deal not even 12 months ago. And here we are, and he's angling and coming up with, you know, polywaffle rubbish reasons as to why he wants to get away from the club. He's fatigued. He doesn't like the coach anymore. He doesn't like the culture or the direction of the club. It's not professional enough. He just wants out of his contract. That's as plain as simple as what he wants. He's got a better offer somewhere else.
Where else? Where is this offer coming from?
Well,
you know?
I think he's had a couple of options. I think he's got options. I think he could possibly go to the Gold Coast Titans, or I think the Parramatta Eels are another destination.
Okay. And how? What is his relationship with Madge, if you know hoops any more about that?
Well, it's... I've spoken to Michael Maguire about it, and I've got all the time and respect for Michael Maguire in the world. And he said to me that in the conversations he's had with Ryan, Ryan said, it's not an issue with you, it's an issue with the club, right? But then I've spoken to other people in and around the whole situation, and they say, no, well, he is telling people behind the scenes that he has got a bit of an issue with the how hard the training is and all that sort of thing. To the point where I think on their Mad Monday...
That's when why he's playing good.
Yeah, 100%. To the point where I found this anecdote interesting, Gordy, where he showed up on their Mad Monday and the story had made its way into the mainstream media by then. And so a couple of the Tigers boys said to him, mate, what are you doing here at our Mad Monday? We thought you didn't want to be at the club. How come you're here? So anyway, then he didn't show up at training on the last Monday and he didn't show up all week. And the media got hold of it and started asking questions. And there was a bit of a flipper bold initially that I know he's just got the flu and not from the club, from his management. I know he's just got the flu. He's got a doctor's certificate. Doctors told him he needs some time off. And then now we're told he's fatigued and he needs an entire month off. So, you know, he's going to be asking for a release every single day of that. And he's going to continue to ask for a release when he comes back. I just think it's not a great reflection given that he signed a good... solid contract worth over $1 million not even 12 months ago, and now he just wants out.
Paul, did you want to add something to that?
No, I tend to agree. I think Brownie nailed it before. You can't make a good deal anymore. You make a good deal and you get a player for a good price, and suddenly 6 months into it, he wants an upgrade. I just want to say, I got a text for this segment. Matt from Collaroy. I call bullshit on Anthony trying to push me into cash jobs. I respect that taxes pay for roads and hospitals.
Well, can you elaborate on that? Because as I recall...
What more do you want to see?
No, well, I tell you why.
Good to hear from Matt from Collaroy.
I knew that this was going to happen today, so...
Can you get me some of those cash jobs, Maurice?
I can't get you cash jobs.
I'm out of work at the moment.
But,
Didn't he offer you a couple last week?
Now, let me just, if you want, like, see, I don't like to bring up Matt from Collaroy's personal business on air, but you can see, I knew that he would do this to me, so I diarized it. Where a club on the Central Coast asked me if I could get the services of Matthew at a function on the Central Coast.
Matt from Collaroy.
Matt from Collaroy on November 15. And I put in the text the price, which I won't say because I've got too much respect for him. But as you can see, what it says, could you read that bit there for me there, what it says there after the price? I don't want to give out the business of... What does it say? Plus GST. What does it say?
Are you reading our texts?
Yeah,
do you want me to read the text message that you sent me this morning?
No, I don't
want... It says, yeah, I do want you to read that, Gordon. Just give me a second here, Gordon. So it says, mate, you want to do that gig.
Yep.
I don't care either way, but I just got to tell them.
Yep.
Cash.
No, no. It says the price, and it says plus GST, no cash.
No, it says cash, ha-ha.
It does not say that. Because you know what? You're all a bunch of, you know, see, I'm trying to get them work. It's money. And this happens.
For you. You're just feathering your own pocket.
Well, that's nonsense.
All right, Gordon, give us yours.
That's nonsense.
What's yours, Gordon? What's your text message?
No. Listen, I can't read it out, guys.
Yeah, you know
I actually can't read what Anthony called me today.
I'll tell you what I called him. I called him the worst word you can call a person, worse than the F word. You know the one that you still don't say in front of your wife? You might say the F word in front of your wife, but you don't say this one. I called it.
Because
him
Anthony texted me, goes, mate, are you landing in Sydney? I said, no, mate, I'm in New Zealand. Well, it was, he just unloaded on me.
I said that once. I called my wife at Talis and things went downhill from there pretty quickly.
What's that, mate?
I said it once. I called my wife at Talis.
Oh, did you?
At Talis, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was it. That's what you're referring to, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, Talis, yeah. I just got a message here from Matt from Collaroy. We should get him on the phone, I think, and get this all sorted. But see, that's why I diarized
it
because I diarized it. I recorded it because I'm trying to do things by the book, which I always do. But when people are out to get you, they're just out to get you, aren't they?
Who's out to get you?
I'm your mentor, mate. You should be having... Like I said, as we discussed earlier,
you can only be someone's mentor. You can't self-appoint yourself as someone's mentor.
I have self-appointed myself as your mentor because you, my friend,
but the other person
are going
has
backwards.
To respect the other person. And that's what makes them the mentor.
The first thing I am going to do is speak to a mate of mine, Reggie Keppel, up there at the... community station in Maitland.
See a mate of Ayrsies.
And you are going to do
Reggie Keppel's a mate of Ayrsies,
community radio
he?
On the off season just to help your
mate. You'll be doing podcasts. That's what you're doing.
Nothing wrong with the old podcast. Why don't we take a break? I'll smash all their heads together like the Three Stooges, and we'll come back and carry on.